I
pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Roll call. Shannon will be gone tonight, as you can see. And I want to welcome everybody that's here. And next on the agenda is citizen input. And that is for anybody that'd like to address the council on something that is not on the agenda. That is the council's business. We'll give you up to 5 minutes. If you raise your hand, I'll acknowledge you, and then you can come to the mic and state your name and address. No citizen input? Okay. Okay, do I hear a motion for the approval of the agenda?
Make that motion.
Second.
Okay, the agenda's been... All in favor say aye.
Aye. Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay. Consent agenda, do I hear a motion to approve it?
I so move.
Second.
Okay, all in... Any discussion? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed, the same? Okay. Ordinance to adopt ad valorem. Mike?
Thank you. Good evening, Mr. Mayor and members of council. We have our annual property tax ordinance, ad valorem. I still can't get used to that name, so I'm going to stick with the property tax. I had some overheads, and actually they didn't. The printing is so small. On the back of the second page, there was just some math as to how they arrived at the numbers. And I was going to put that on as an overhead just to give you an idea of how they developed the number. They start out, and they take last year's levy, and they multiply it by 1% to get the state minimum, you know, the amount that we can increase, the maximum we can increase our property taxes. In this case, that was $12,546. So they get to a number of $1,254,607 at the top of this page here, and then they start making the other calculations. The next calculation is new construction, which was very good last year. We had, in terms of value, it was $16,179,546. And then we multiply that times our tax rate. So it means an increase in our property taxes of $49,148. And that's really the big things on there, the rest of it. And then that, and you go on down to the very bottom, and it gets to our new tax levy for 2010 of
$1,316,301. That new construction just in the city of Othello, or is that county?
That's just in the city.
So it must be the schools for the most part, then.
You know,
they're tax exempt.
Yeah, they don't get taxed. They're tax exempt, just like the city is. So.
Any other questions?
Did you look that up, anyone, just for fun? That what got built for $16 million in town? I'd be curious to.
Sure.
Sure. We.
What I missed.
John has a comment. It sounds like.
I can guesstimate a large portion of that was McCain building a roof.
Yeah. Coal Store might have finally got on their record this year too.
There was some of all of that.
Yeah.
I'll break it down for you.
Just don't spend a lot of time on it. Yeah.
Any other questions for Mike? No? Okay. Can I hear a motion to move to approve the ad valorem tax ordinance for the fiscal year 2010? Do I hear a motion for that?
I so move.
Second.
Okay. Any more discussion? All in favor say aye.
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 Against, the same? Okay, passes. Okay, approval of tourism funding. Mike, again. Thank you.
I do have an order for that. Can you read this one? Of course, we reviewed this at a previous council meeting. The amount available for 2010 is $59,892. The Lodging Tax Advisory Committee has reviewed each request for compliance with the RCW regarding tourism funding requirements and recommending distributing $55,959 in 2010. And then this is the listing of how it's broken down in the right-hand column over here. It is the recommendation from the committee on this column right here. Now, one thing, the old hotel, last year, the committee recommended giving them an additional $5,000 for a new furnace. They weren't able to get that furnace installed this year, so they asked to carry that into 2010. So basically, the $5,000 of this $7,083 is being carried into 2010. So that amount was added to their $2,735 that they would have applied for operating costs. And then next year, when we do this formula, we'll reduce, actually this number will be over here in this column, we'll reduce this number by $5,000. So when the formula is applied, it'll be applied to their operating costs and not to the capital number. I decided I better clarify.
Thanks, Mike, because that was a question I had, and I wanted to be sure that goes back to the original amount rather than keep adding that $5,000. Thanks.
That was a good question.
So with this distribution, like we had $59,892 available for funding, and they distributed $55,959, so we're going to carry forward the $3,933. We always leave a $40,000 balance on top of that by ordinance. So that would leave an ending balance of $43,933 in the current. Is there any question for that?
Any questions from the council? Okay. I need to hear a motion then move to accept the recommended distribution of tourism funds in 2010.
I'll make that motion.
Okay. Is there a second?
Second.
Okay. Any other questions?
Discussion?
Okay.
As you know, I'm opposed to paying $5,000 for the heater in the old hotel. I think city would be better served if that money went to other things to promote tourism. And seeing as this is a carryover, this is about the fourth time I voted against it. So to be consistent, I'm gonna vote against it again tonight.
Any other?
I have some, remember the formula? Can you remind me of the formula, how we allocated funding?
I'm sorry, I can't hear you.
The formula, how we allocated the funding?
Yeah, Mike chairs that committee. He can walk through that.
We at our last meeting, we had council approve a new policy for this, because we used to have, I can't remember what was it. It was 105% of the previous year's rate. Well, with the new available funding, the increase was 21.6%, so it didn't really fit into the old funding policy. So we addressed that at the last council meeting, and council approved a new funding policy. And part of that was everything remained the same except the 105 was removed, and then the policy talked about taking the current amount available and distributing it equitably among the applicants. And so that's how this column with the 21.658% would be that column.
would be the new increase.
Yeah, it's, and that is distributed equitably among all the applicants.
And we didn't necessarily give each one 21.6%, if you look. Some got received what they asked for, and that wasn't a 21% increase. And then others got a little bit more, and then if you notice Adams County Pet Rescue, we didn't feel like that fit into that definition of tourism funding. So they did not receive anything. Any other questions for Mike? All in favor of the motion to accept the recommended distribution of tourism funds in 2010, say aye.
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 And opposed, the same?
Aye.
Okay, Mayor. It's four. Okay. Okay, public hearing process. We have a public hearing on the 2010 to 2015 capital facility plan. Please bear with us as we proceed through the legal and technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:13 p.m. and is being held to receive a staff report and receive public comments on the city's capital facility plan for 2010 through 2015. This public hearing is required by state law. The capital facility plan has been developed, and I will now ask the finance officer, Mike, to present a report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of council. The very first correction I would like to make is on the green agenda. The total down at the bottom here, where it says budget, it does not match the spreadsheet on the inside with all the totals on it. And I apologize for that. The one on the front page is incorrect. I do these early on, and then we massage them and talk about them, and we do a lot of stuff, and it ends up changing a lot of documents, and I missed this one. So that document, this one, the green document, should say $24,420,500, and I apologize for that.
Thanks, Mike. I was going to bring that up, but thanks since you did it.
You're keeping me honest.
Now, Mike, you said $500. Is that what it is, or is it $200?
You can see it on the second page.
It's 420,500.
$200. Okay.
And what I did is, you have the large spreadsheet in your packet. I'm not putting that entire spreadsheet on there. I'm only putting the first column, which is the year 2010, and that's basically what's budgeted, with one exception, and then I'll mention the exception when I get to it. So here there's the general fund.
Excuse me, Mike. Sorry about interrupting again. Is that blurry to some of you guys?
Can you turn it on?
There you go. Thank you.
There.
I thought maybe it was my eyes. I wasn't sure.
Let's see.
There.
Every time I let go, it seems to get there. Worse.
Oh, you're right. It is.
Right there? You don't like that. That's weird.
Just hold it. There you go.
Okay.
Have shaky figures.
Speech pathology anyway.
The police department, $65,000, and it goes into park and recreation. We have Northwest ball field lighting, the east ball field lighting, the new basketball court lighting. Mm-hmm. We have the kiddie slide pool, Kiwanis Park lights and cameras, pool parking expansion. Then down here we have $100,000 set aside for the community center and $100,000 set aside for a skateboard. So the park department, the total for the park department is $530,000. And the total for the general fund is $595,000. And then when we move down into the street fund, the SR 24 industrial area, $427,500, that is a public works trust fund loan that we made and actually received this year. that next year. And then down below that is Main Street Engineering, you know, $50,000 for Main Street Engineering. And then this number right here in the streets is not budgeted. And this is the $1 million for the Main Street construction. And we kind of put that in here for a placeholder, and we expect to meet with council during 2010, and this will be a discussion item as to how we want to move forward on Main Street. And so we put it in here as a reminder, it's like a placeholder. And we have the street over, the neighborhood street overlay project, and this is an incorrect title. This is actually the Olympia Street from 4th to 7th. And so I apologize for putting that in there. Then we move on down to here we have the vehicle rotation schedule. This $35,000 is actually the total for a service truck for public works, and it's distributed among four different funds. The street fund, the water fund, the sewer fund, and the park department all pay $8,750 out of that. And so it's listed in here as one item. And then we have the well number 9 in the water fund. We have well number 9, $1 million. And we have electronic read meters. We have water line improvements for $60,000. And then well number 6 rehabilitation, $312,000. Now, if I'm not mistaken, that's a grant, $312,000 grant. So the water department is $1,420,000. And nothing in the sewer fund, nothing has been planned in the sewer fund for the next year. The solid waste fund, we have the recrush of grindings, that's actually a carry forward from this year. That hasn't been done. But the alley approaches, we bumped that up. We have been carrying $20,000. They're doing the alley approaches actually right now for this year, using a $20,000 that was budgeted. And next year they want to budget $40,000 to do alley approaches. So for 2010, you take that $3,804,500 and subtract $1 million that's in the street department that actually isn't in the budget. It'd be $2,804,500 for 2010. And the total capital facility plan for 6 years is $24,420,200. Any questions?
Yeah. Is that all, Mike? Okay, I will now ask for public testimony. Questions or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I recognize you, please come to the microphone, state your name, address for the record, and I will allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Okay, there were no public comments then. Okay, do any of the council members have comments or questions at this time?
Yeah, I have a couple questions. The community center. Do we have commitments of letters in writing for support from where the other funding would come from?
No.
No.
That was discussed at both the retreat and a previous council meeting.
I would think in these economic times that we're facing right now, that there are more important things, and if we don't have a letter of commitment, that $100,000 could go to streets.
You're right, it could. However, the council discussion indicated that they would like to see it in the budget, and that's why it's in the capital facility plan. And Councilmember Kaler indicated that over the 3-year period that the $100,000 would accumulate, he would find federal funding and bring it back to the council. This is not spending money next year, it's a placeholder. It's
right.
Not spending, it's just in the plan.
Yeah, I understand.
And it won't be spent for 3 years unless council approves it.
Yeah, I get that. Because, so then we go down to the street. And I don't know how many years we've talked about doing Main Street, you know, I mean, that would be a good place where the, you know, somewhere along the line, we have to do our necessities. Main Street is somewhere, and I don't understand why we didn't fund that $1 million.
You're absolutely right in the streets. Council discussed the street fund at length at the last meeting. They have identified Main Street as a priority at the workshop in January. The council will hear several scenarios on how to pay for and what phases to pay for on Main Street.
I mean, we've been talking probably Main Street 10 years, mm-hmm. at minimum. So I would think that our citizens, instead of going out and getting taxed for that, I don't know how you guys are going to do it, that, and that essentially is what in 1992 the utility tax was for, is for those big capital expenditures. Mm-hmm. Well number nine, I didn't know that we needed a well. Do we know when we want to do that?
I can't hear you. Eleanor.
Well number nine, when do we want to do that?
Well, it was budgeted for 2009. And there were property negotiations that went on. As you know, the deal fell through on that property. There are current negotiations continuing on additional acreage for a city well. If council approves that, then we'll drill a well next year in 2010.
I didn't know if you were aware the other $100,000 is a two-year program also for a skateboard park.
Yeah, I see.
Okay.
Yeah.
Any other council member comments or questions?
While we're discussing this part of it, I'm still on the bubble on this public works vehicle for $35,000. Poor school district drives around in some 90s flatbed, and we've got some pretty spiffy rigs, and I don't know, we need to keep throwing money at them like that. But what are we replacing?
What year is it, Jay?
Currently replacing a 98.
You know how many miles are on it?
It has very low miles, but lots of hours. It's been through the front end shop quite a few times. We've had a steering column out of it twice. It's more hours and beating around than it is miles. We probably only have 45,000 miles on that truck.
Well, what are hours on a truck?
Time spent at 10 miles an hour or 8 hours a night plowing
salt
in front of that truck takes it up pretty well. More hours than miles.
I'm done. Any other comments or questions by council?
Do they have hour meters on?
Do they have hour meters on them, Jay?
No, they don't.
Probably say no, then I don't believe in replacing a vehicle that's got 45,000 miles on it. A $35,000 another one.
Any other questions, comments? Okay. Well, I guess the next question is, do any staff members want to respond or comment to council comments? That's already 10. Unless somebody wants to say something from the staff. No? Okay, then I will now close the public hearing at 7:26 p.m. Okay. All right, now, ordinance to adopt the capital facility plan. Where are we at here? Mike again.
Of course, this is just a follow-up to our discussion The ordinance describes each of the funds and the totals for each of the funds, and then it has the total capital facility plan amount of $24,420,200, and that's over a six-year period. And staff recommends adopting the 2010 to 2015 capital facility plan by ordinance.
Any more questions for Mike before he sits down? By the council? Okay, do I hear a motion to move to adopt the 2010 to 2015 capital facility plan?
I'll make the motion.
Okay.
I'll second it.
Okay. Any more discussion? Okay, all in favor, say aye.
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 Opposed, the same?
Aye.
Okay, Eleanor and Mark now. Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
Okay, please bear with us as we do another public hearing. As we proceed through the legal and technical aspects of the public hearing. This public hearing is now open at 7:28 p.m. Being held to receive a staff report and receive public comments on the city's 2010 budget. This public hearing is required by state law. The 2010 budget has been developed, and I will now ask the finance officer, Mike, to present a report.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor and members of council.
I want to show some overheads that I had enclosed in the packet. Was this spreadsheet. And what happened is this amount up here in the general fund got locked into the title and it carried it over to each page. So it looked a little bit strange when I started looking at this thing that title was in on all of the pages. So I thought I would show you this quickly without all of that in the title at the top. So it goes from the general fund. Oh, and one of the other things though, that I did, it gives me a chance to point something else out. The total in the budget includes reserve funds. And that probably doesn't sound strange, but reserve funds have no expenditures in them, so typically you wouldn't have to appropriate anything. Well, I like to put the reserve funds in the budget and have them in all of my accounting system spreadsheets so that when information is asked and when I do reports and stuff, the information is always available. So if you look at these reserve funds right here, you'll see nothing on the expenditure line item. So in fact, they don't really need to be budgeted. But what I'm budgeting is the ending balance in all of the reserve funds. So there's over $4.5 million in reserve fund amounts, you know, a surplus or what it reserves. It is in the budget, and the total budget amount of over $17 million. So this is a good way of showing how that comes out. And then it goes on the water reserve, street reserve, restricted donations, and then it starts getting into tourism, real estate, excise tax, and there's no expenditures planned for that. So once again, that balance, the $427,000 is in the budget as well. Then we go down to the utility tax fund, the sidewalk construction fund. and then we get into the debt service here, the public trust fund on for Broadway, the city hall refund, and then we got the water, sewer, and solid waste funds here. This is the ordinance. This is the ordinance for the 2010 budget. I just wanted to show you that, and then I'll just turn this up. So I think we can be going back. So the general fund is budgeted at $4,600,907. The street fund at $2,050,171. The real property property reserve at $309,913, the left fund at $62,252, the fire department reserve fund at $60,210, water reserves at $1,141,877, sewer reserve $2,021,271, the solid waste reserve at $204,572, the street reserve at $410,060, donations fund at $2,086, the tourism fund at $55,959, real estate excise tax fund $427,066, utility tax fund $1,250,257, debt service for the public works trust fund loan $31,694. We had two public works trust fund loans up until this year, and the one was paid off this year. So now we only have the new Broadway. Debt service refunding bond for City Hall, $184,697. Sidewalk construction at $75,000. The water utility at $3,008,849. The sewer utility at $864,134. Solid waste utility at $1,054,975. That's for a total city budget of $17,815,950. Are there any questions?
Yeah, as soon as we're done with public comment.
Yeah.
And I will now ask for public testimony, questions or objections to be heard from citizens. Please raise your hand so I may recognize you. After I acknowledge you, please come to the microphone and state your name and address for the record, and I will allow up to 5 minutes for each citizen. Okay, since there was no public comment, I will close the time for public testimony. Do any of the council members have comments or questions at this time?
I have comments regarding the budget. I have two issues that aren't 0.1% money-wise, but I don't agree with. First one is we're budgeted $15,000 for an audit, and I still think I'd rather put that money toward playground equipment or something else. All our audits in the past years have been fine. We have systems in place, the trustworthy staff, and I just don't see the need to audit every year. I just saw a warrant today, and I think we just give our money away on those audits. That every other year ought to be plenty. The other issue I have with our budget is, I brought it up before, is the 5% increase for non-union staff. As I read earlier, those on minimum wage are getting no increase. I got other articles. I've been told that in spite of what the teachers voted or citizens voted, teachers got no cost of living increase this year. This is out of AARP magazine. Last month, the Social Security Administration announced there would be no COLA increases. Benefit adjustments are pegged to inflation, which has been negative this year. Newspaper article. Tri-City Herald, West Richland OK's 2010 budget. No cost of living adjustment to employee wages was included in the budget. Euphrates staff declines raises. Euphrates staff, city staff members agreed to give up cost of living pay increases for 2010. Prosser, the Prosser City Council will vote tonight on an ordinance giving non-union employees a 2% cost of living increase. So I think literally 5% increase proposed in our budget is off the charts. It's just unheard of right now. If it was my business, the problem with percentage is the rich get richer. If it was my business, I would get everybody a $1,000 increase for 2010. Just to let them know we appreciate them being here, but also that inflation, there was no cost of living adjustments as a standard for 2010, and it's not necessary to do it here. It's a myth that we have money. If
you want to look at it and says, yes, we have money, but we're also, on the flip side, we're not budgeting $6 million for the South 24 project. We're not budgeting $6 million for Main Street. We're not budgeting $3 million for a community center. So if you want the budget to show negative, I can make it do that. It's just an accounting function. So we don't have excess money, and we're not rolling in it that we can give our staff a 5% increase. So if that remains the same, if nobody consent on reducing that or getting out of the box and giving $1,000 to each staff member, then I will oppose the budget at this time.
So question on the freight and all those, that must be non-union you're talking about here.
Yes.
Or did all the unions give up their raises too?
No. Staff, the staff would be non-union.
Mike, would you like to address the first question you had?
On the audit?
The state requires us to have an audit every 2 years. They sent out a notice earlier this year and to cities that this is for. Cities, we're a cash basis city, so we're under a certain population, and we are not required to have an audit every year, but we are required to have an audit every 2 years. And so they asked us to make a choice as to what we wanted to do, and Mr. Sheldon and the mayor and us discussed it and felt that we should do it every year so that we stay on top of it. One thing, if you have it every 2 years and then they find something that was 2 years ago, it's a little more difficult to come back with a, try to remember the situation and come out with all the backup and do the things you have to do to justify it, et cetera, or do the research on it. And so we felt like it would be good to stay with the 1 year audit. And we have had clean audits. We just got a clean audit for 2008, and that is 11 years straight that we've had clean audits. So.
Any other questions for Mike?
So does it cost us more if we go every 2 years?
I'm sure the cost would go up a little. I think they'd have to stay a little bit longer. They would have more to look at and more tests to do, etc. I don't think it would double the cost. In other words, I don't think it would be the same as a full year cost, but it would go up, yeah, because of the amount of hours they would spend.
Any other questions for Mike?
Does the state do the actual audit themselves?
Yes, they do.
There are a couple other reasons that you need to do an annual audit, and that's if we receive any federal monies, we're required to do annuals for that. And of course, the main goal of an audit is to report to the public on the financial condition of the city. So what an audit is the council telling the public, here's how we're managing your money, and the auditors say if we're doing it right or not. And as Mike shared, for 11 years, the city has had clean audits.
I think it's cheap insurance to do it every year. Maybe it costs a little money. It probably costs us, maybe we'd save $10,000 out of that $30,000 or whatever if you did it every 2 years. But like you say, you got this grant money, you've got a lot of other things involved, and I think that it's just cheap insurance. It just makes sense to me.
Having clean audits, does that help you get grants and things like that?
Yes.
It does.
Yes. Okay. And to further answer Councilmember Bordall's question, your question was, would a biannual audit cost more? And we did ask the state auditor's office that,
It would not be double an annual audit fee, but it would be more than an annual audit fee. It wouldn't be double, but it would be more. They wouldn't tell us what percent, but it would be more.
Any more questions from the council?
I don't have any questions, but I do have a statement. Well known that I'm conservative, well known that I work at a bank. It is literally rated one of the best banks in the country. I also work on a couple of committees where we have low-income people that work at low-income wage, and I know they're not getting 5% raises. I don't know of anybody else that's getting 5% raises. So as it stands, I would be voting against the budget. Another thing that I don't know if any of you guys calculated, because it is well known that I've done that before, but there was one of our employees that got a raise a couple years ago. If you calculated the 5% in 2 years period of time, she would be getting just about a 17% raise. That's just uncalled for. It's ridiculous to me. And so with our teachers, with everybody else, with the county, you know, it's our citizens that pay us. They're not getting a raise. And if they are, they're not getting surely a 5% or a COLA. In this day and age, they're very lucky that they have a job with insurance. I have three people at our bank that their spouses just got laid off, so it is going to start hitting our area hard. And so, you know, we may have funds and reserves, but we can dedicate that to other parts of the city needs. Thank you.
Thank you, Ellen. Any other comments? Okay, then I will now close the public hearing at 7:43. Okay, ordinance to adopt the 2010 budget. Amy, did you want to speak? Oh, no, Mike, speak first, I guess.
Once again, this is a review of our previous conversation. Each of the funds are listed in the ordinance, and see, council has reviewed this budget, made adjustments at both committee level and full council level, and this budget reflects those changes. Staff recommends approval.
Any questions for Mike? Okay, do I hear a motion to move to adopt the 2010 budget as presented?
I'll make that motion.
I'll second it.
Okay. All in favor say aye.
Aye.
What? Did I miss something?
I don't think you asked for discussion.
Okay, discussion.
I've already said my piece. I move that we table this motion at this time.
Is there a second for that?
I'll second that.
We doing this right, Jim?
Yes, you are.
Okay. All right. So what do we do next? We vote on
that? Vote on the motion to table.
Okay. Okay, all in favor for tabling the 2010 budget as presented, say aye.
Aye.
Okay, against the same?
Aye.
Okay, that failed then. Okay, so we had a motion to adopt the 2010 budget as presented. All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
What's that?
I still had a comment to make.
Oh, okay, sorry. Go ahead.
Sorry.
Go ahead, Ken.
You know, as you know, I stand 5% increase for employees. All of our union employees, and then we're getting 5%. We just have a few that are non-contract, and I think we should treat them as equal. They work just as hard in here. It's because of all their hard work and their concern. serving, that's why we do have a good, strong budget that we've been able to work with. And that's why we've come into the budget with the $1.5 million almost in our general fund, starting fund balance, carrying over. There's some of the areas in the budget that I exactly don't agree with, but I'm not going to vote no because of that. I mean, I got to make a compromise with somewhere. Otherwise, if I imagine all the council members have one or two spots that they don't agree with, and if we all did that, we wouldn't get anywhere with our budget. And sometimes, I just had to come to a compromise. I feel this is a good budget, and we are watching. We have a very good council that does watch our money here, and I'm grateful for that. But like I said, I'm not going to vote no because there's a couple things I don't agree with.
Thank you, Ken. Any other comments?
I got a comment. Yeah, I look at this thing too. Yeah, maybe that's too much money to give some people, but we worked very hard to get some of those negotiations through the union to get the position we were at. At the time we made those negotiations with them, we thought we were doing the best thing. That's the way the tide was running. We've got one more year in that yet before we can renegotiate. Come budget time 2010, we can look at those other contracts in a different manner as well. And I think we can take the same situation with the staff that are non-union, and maybe we can tweak this thing and equalize it and get it back to where inflation is at the present time. But I don't think it's fair that we cut part of them out of it and add the others as we made the contracts already. And I think we should be able to ride one more year with this thing like it is. And then we'll look at it real closely next year and see what we can do to make these changes and see where the inflation goes.
Thank you, Ken.
I would just like to interject that the comments I made regarding that amount aren't necessarily related to performance. It's just the general standard that's being set literally nationally as far as raises go.
Thanks, Mark. Any other comments? Okay, do I hear a motion? Move to adopt the 2010 budget as presented. Say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Those opposed, the same?
Aye.
Okay, duly noted. Thank you. So the motion passes. And Eamon, you wanted to bring up something?
Oh, thank you, Mr. Mayor. I asked the mayor if I could make a comment at the end of the budget discussions. To take just a second to share with you the staff's hard work, all the department heads, and I know they had meetings with all of their staff that went into the development of the 2010 budget. It truly took a team to do this. It does every year. And I think all the department heads need to be complimented. If you look at the budget this year, each department turned back money. Each department eyed the 2010 budget with a conservative eye. So I just wanted to let the council know what hard work the staff did relative to preparation of the budget.
Thank you, Eamon. And thank you, staff, for your hard work.
I would concur with that, and it's their hard work that led us to understand the numbers and let us adequately debate the numbers.
Okay, number nine, ordinance to amend the 2009 budget. Mike, we're getting to know you real well tonight.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor, members of council. These are pretty much the general fund and the utility tax fund are pretty much just safety things. The general fund is running right down to the wire. Even though we have overspent in some areas, the budget is still going to come in almost right on target. But it's one of those things that you just can't second guess it. So what I've done is I put in a budget increase as a safety factor so that we won't have to come to council on December 28th. and address the issue with a budget that's going to be overspent. So that's the general fund. The street fund is actually overspent because I'm sure I put it in here. Yeah, it was the walk path money, which was simply pass through money. It wasn't anything we did. It's just the money came into us and we had to pass it on to Adams County. And so it created an appropriation. Anytime we cut a check and send money out of the city, that's an appropriation that has to be approved by council. And then we also started the SR24 project, and there has been money spent on the SR24 project, which was not budgeted. In fact, that project wasn't even underway when we did the budget in last year. So that was the reason for the street fund increase. So the general fund increase is $100,000, the street fund increase is $400,000, and the utility tax is, I put $50,000 on utility tax, because revenue is running and it looks like it's going to exceed our estimate. Now, it seems funny I would ask for an appropriation because of revenue, but 50% of the revenue that comes in goes to the general fund. And if I don't have the appropriation to do that, then I can't send it to the general fund. So all this appropriation does is says, it gives us another $50,000 in appropriation in the event that revenue exceeds our estimates. Then I'll have the appropriation to move that money over to the general fund. So that's the explanation for these amendments, and staff recommends approval of the ordinance amending the 2009 budget.
So you don't move this money until it's needed, correct?
That's correct. Well, in the street fund, it's already a done deal. It's already been spent. But in the general fund and in utility tax fund, that we would not use the money unless there was a reason to do that. And then I'll report after the first of the year, after we do our in January, let me go back just a second. In January, the state allows us what they call a 13-month period. And that's for money that was expended in the previous year. They give us 20 days in the new year to pay those bills. That's called 13th month. And so we will be paying bills up through, you know, the first two paydays in January for the previous year, in other words, this year. And after that, then I would be able to bring a report to council on how we did in terms of these budget amendments. If I had to use any money, how much I had to use, and why I had to use it. So I'll bring a report on that.
Any other questions from comment from the council?
So, Mike, are you're wanting to take $50,000 from the utility?
No, I don't want to. Actually, I don't want to take anything. All this does is it increases the appropriation in the event that revenue exceeds our estimate. Because what I do is I take the revenue side and I say, okay, we're going to get. And I'll just use a number. We're going to get $1.5 million in utility taxes this year. And so I take 50% of that and I put it over on the appropriation side in the utility tax fund, because that money is going to be transferred to the general fund. So I'd say, okay, $750,000 goes to the general fund. Well, if our revenue exceeds the $1.5 million, I can't transfer any more to the general fund because I have no appropriation left. And I believe that the revenue might exceed the estimate. It looks like it will exceed the estimate. So all I'm trying to do is raise the appropriation, so in the event that it does that, I can move the money to the general fund, the 50% of whatever comes in. That's all that appropriation is for. If our revenue doesn't exceed the estimate, there would be no transfer.
I guess that gives me a question. Why would you want to transfer that excess money unless there was a need?
It's part of the ordinance.
Okay.
For the utility ordinance. Tax fund.
Okay.
50, moving to 50%.
Yeah, 50% goes to the general fund.
Okay. Other questions by council? Okay. Need to hear a motion to move to adopt the ordinance to amend the 2009 budget as presented.
So moved.
Second.
Okay, any more questions or comments? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you, Mike.
Thank you.
All right, task order agreement extension with Grant Osborne, SR 24 Industrial Area, Jay.
Good evening. The City of Othello received a Public Works Trust Fund loan in the amount of $570,000 for the SR 24 Industrial Area. Once we received that, we entered into a task order agreement with Grant Osborne to do the design, the planning and design of the area down there. That agreement has expired 10/27 of 2009, and we are approximately 40% complete on the design of the area. What we're trying to do now is get the extension of this agreement for another 6 months to complete the engineering and design. And that's what we're asking council to do tonight.
This does not include giving them more money. It's just extending the agreement with them, with the original amount of money that was set aside. So everybody knows. It's just an extension of the agreement. So, any questions or comments by the council? Okay. I'd like to hear a motion to move to approve the extension of the task order agreement with Grant Osborne to complete the design engineering for the SR 24 industrial area.
I so move.
Second.
Any other comments? Any others? Okay, all in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same. Okay, motion passes.
Thank you.
Thank you, Jay. Okay, dispatch agreement with Adams County Public Hospital District number 3. Steve.
Mr. Mayor, members of council, good evening. Steve Dunnigan, Chief of Police, Othello. It's been a while since I've been up here. I guess I need to practice. Before you tonight is an agreement between the City of Othello and actually two entities. There's two items on the agenda are both contracts with the dispatch center, but with different public entities. The first one is the police department dispatch services provided to the hospitals and the ambulance service. As you know, the City of Othello has had these contracts for several years. They're a biannual or every 2 year contract that we renegotiate every 2 years for the next 2 year period of time. The only changes to the agreement, there's nothing with regard to services or anything, but the only changes are the term limit, which sets out the new term to be for 2010 and 2011. And also includes a 5% raise in the second year. And so for the ambulance service, the revenue is $32,047.65 over the next 2 years at a rate of 15,633 for 2010 and 16,414.65 in 2011. We have maintained very good relationship with the hospital district and the ambulance service. They are very good with their obligation, and we would definitely recommend that we continue with this agreement. And so what we need to from you tonight is authorization to have the mayor go ahead and sign this interlocal agreement between the city and the local hospital.
Any questions for Steve? Okay, on this motion, we're going to also include a filing fee for 6706, correct?
Actually, there will not be a filing fee.
Oh.
We are going to take this, and our IT person is going to scan it. We're going to put it on our public website.
Okay. Check that off then.
I checked with Stan today to make sure that we can do that. We have the technology.
Okay, good. Okay, I guess I need a motion to move to approve the interlocal agreement to provide emergency dispatch services to the Othello Hospital, and we authorize the mayor to sign the agreement.
I'll make that motion.
I guess it'd be Mayor Pro Tem to sign the agreement. I'll change that. Eleanor, we have a second?
Second.
Mark? Any other questions? All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, thank you, that passes.
Thank you.
And Steve again.
Yes, then next item is another agreement for dispatch services. It's with Adams County Fire Service District Number 5. The terms of the agreement are exactly the same with the exception of a change to Section 3.5, which is the terms of the agreement which covers the next 2 years, 2010 and 2011, and Section 3.10, which has been changed to reflect a 5% increase in the second year. Revenue to the city is $14,990.32 over a 2 year period of time, with 73/12/35 in 2010 and 76/77/97 in 2011. This agreement's already been before the Fire Commission and they have approved it. So what we're asking, and the staff recommends, that we go ahead and continue providing the service to the Fire District. So what we need from you is a motion to allow the Mayor Pro Tem to sign this interlocal agreement and enter it into the city and the Fire Department.
Questions from Council? Okay, I need a motion to approve the interlocal agreement to provide emergency dispatch services to Adams County Fire District Number 5 and authorize the Mayor Pro Tem to sign the agreement.
So moved.
Okay. A second?
Second.
Second, okay. Any other comments or questions? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same? Okay, that passes. Thank you, Steve.
Thank you.
Okay, the resolution to abate 926 East Larch Street. Jim, you're going to be the lead person, I guess.
Thank you, Mr. Mayor. This is the due process hearing required by state and federal law when the city wishes to consider entering upon the property of a person to correct a violation of your code that exists on the property. And I would ask the mayor to ask if Mr. Cusky is present.
Okay, Mr. Cusky, are you here? I don't see him.
No, he's not here.
No, he's not.
Okay. Chief, would you please raise your right hand? Do you promise to testify truthfully under penalty of perjury?
I do.
Thank you. Would you state your name, please, and where you work?
My name is Steve Dunnigan. I work for the City of Othello as the Chief of Police.
And are you familiar with the property at 926 East Larch Street?
I am.
And how are you familiar with that property?
We have had several nuisance complaints and other issues at that property. I have been there personally to talk to the homeowner, to get the homeowner to clean up the garbage and filth that's located on the property, and actually I've been there to help that owner clean the property.
And in connection with that, dealing with the property, were you able to determine that the owner of the property is the estate of Joyce L. Cusky?
According to tax records, yes.
Okay. And it also indicates that mailings from the county go to Randolph Cusky. Have you dealt at all with Randolph Cusky?
No, I do not know who that is.
The contact, who is the person you've had contact with?
Mr. Danny Cusky. He's lived there since I became employed here and beyond, and before that, as far as I know.
And in the file, there's a picture that appears to be from 2005 and a plot of the lot. Are you familiar with this?
I believe that's the one that's in the past records.
Okay.
Yes, that's the Cusky residence.
That's the Cusky residence.
Yes.
That's the one in
926 East Water.
That's the now. And you say you've had the opportunity to be there personally?
I have.
And do you remember when you first went there?
Well, I've, with regard to this particular issue, on October the 5th of 09, I delivered Mr. Kusky a letter and had a personal conversation with him about the nuisances and what he needed to do to clear that up.
And as a result of delivering the October 5th letter, did things get cleaned up?
Yes, some did, but it is still not cleaned up to the level that it would be required under the ordinances to be completely clean. I have a couple of pictures of before and after.
And on November 4th, did you deliver to Mr. Kusky another letter?
I did.
And did that one tell him that the council was going to take this matter up?
Yes, sir, it did.
And then I have a packet of pictures, Chief. Now you can tell the council what they are and pass them on around. Doesn't all have a look?
Certainly I can. The first one is the fence that borders the rear yard of 926 East Larch. And you can see the top of Mr. Kusky's house to the right, but what it shows is the fence and the condition that the fence is in. It's in places it's actually being held up with T-posts to keep it from falling down into the yard to the east. Another picture of the same. And of the same, you can see the condition of the fence and some of the garbage is pushing on the fence, actually pushing it into the property. The next picture is a picture of a container that probably came from off the back of a truck, like a box van or something. It is this type of container used for storage is totally prohibited in the residential area. This is a pile of junk scrap metal. There's a kitchen stove there, several wheelbarrows, and just a lot of other metal junk. The next one is a picture of more junk that was in his backyard, garbage. There was like a fold-out couch, several refrigerators, stove, washer, those kinds of appliances that were not usable. Another pile of junk in his backyard, same pile. There's a lot of weeds and natural vegetation that is piled up in the yard. This one is of a refrigerator that did have the hasp bolted onto the door like it's required by the state law. But it did not have a padlock on the refrigerator, so somebody could still go in it and it would become locked in there. Just another view of the overall mess in the backyard. And actually, you can't see it from the mess that's in the backyard. There's actually a car parked in the middle of that as well. More of the refrigerators. Now you can see a little bit of the car, more of the salvaged metal, scrap metal that we removed off the property, and then just vegetation.
And you said that there was some change.
Yes. There has been a substantial amount of junk that has been removed from the property by enlisting help from volunteers at the Nazarene Church. We were able to go in there and clean up at least all of the, well, most of the scrap metal, all of the appliances. We did, Mr. Kusky did relinquish the car, so the car is now gone, and that was hauled off free of charge by the local towing company. But there's still a lot of stuff that needs to be done with regard to the property. I do have an after picture, what I can show you, actually the property looks like now.
Yeah, sure, you betcha.
So you can see that the car's gone, all of the scrap metal that's located all along here is all gone. This is some lumber and some tree stuff. There's still a pile of garbage up here that needs to be done, and this is the container bin. So the guys did a really good job at taking care of that. I don't know exactly how many truckloads of junk we hauled out of there, but it was substantial. So there has been some effort. Mr. Kusky has been out in the yard kind of picking up a few things and bagging up some stuff, but he's not real serious or capable of doing a big job like that in a short time period of time.
Why did you state that he's not capable? Does he have any sort of disability?
I believe he does, yes.
Does he have a physical disability?
No.
Okay. But he has, do you believe there's some reason why he is incapable of cleaning this up if he focuses on it?
No.
So is it more of a lifestyle impairment than a physical disability?
Yes.
The you provided information that there were violations of several provisions of Othello Municipal Code 8.26.030, which is the place where we list all the things people aren't supposed to do with their property. Does there remain trash, dirt, filth? There aren't any animal carcasses you know of, are there?
No.
Okay. Any waste from shrubs?
Yes.
Accumulations of yard trimmings?
Yes.
Okay. Is there any filthy, littered, or trash-covered dwellings, yards?
Yes.
Are there bottles, cans, glass, ashes, pieces of metal, wire?
Yes.
Broken glass, broken crockery? Any general trash?
It's just general trash, glass, and you can see it all up in this area. A lot of household trash.
Is any part of the fence or any other structure sagging, leaning, decaying, fallen, or otherwise dilapidated?
Yes.
And which parts of those?
The fence that I had the pictures of that run along the east side, it's about ready to fall into the neighbor's yard.
Okay. Are all the inoperable vehicles gone?
Yes.
So he's good on that one?
I believe so, yes.
Are there any fire hazards or safety hazards on the property?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Chief. does the council have any questions for the chief?
Yeah, I do.
Yes.
Can you put the picture back up?
Yes, I can.
Please. His windows. Isn't that a health issue? Look at all those green tarps or whatever. Does he have any windows in that house?
No.
Is that a health issue?
No. It may be a building code issue, but it's not a health issue.
That matter has been turned over to planning, and Mr. Piercy's looking into that.
Okay.
With regard to
the another issue to physical come to council, structure. The house, the dwelling. Right now, we're basically dealing with the property of the nuisance tonight.
Okay.
It may very well, I mean, I don't mean to prejudge this, but I understand it may end up being a dangerous building. The building itself may require some abatement.
Because when I went over there in August, it would be on the front side, the street side. This is the alley side. There wasn't a window. There was, I'm just like, oh my gosh.
Yes, the building may need some attention also. But, any other questions from
Except
the council?
Tobacco Road.
The only comment I would have is based on what I saw here today. I drove by there to see for myself, and I believe there's a couple inoperable vehicles in the front yard now.
There may be. Parked in the driveway?
Yeah, they have like tarps in the doors.
I don't know if that's running or not.
Okay.
Thank you, Chief. Council, you have before you a resolution draft that I would suggest that if the council wishes to see this matter move forward, we approve it. But I will give Mr. Sheldon a couple of notes. In the first line, we want to make sure that, that we indicate that the estate of Joyce L. Kusky is the record owner of the property, even though we have dealt with Daniel. And apparently there may be a person named Joshua who has something to do with this also.
Yes, in addition, the second letter, both letters were given to Mr. Kusky in person by me, and we had a conversation at the same time. The second letter, which was the advisement that I was bringing this to council and that he had an opportunity to be here tonight, was sent out to the address, and there was another Joshua Kusky that actually signed for the return receipt request on the mail as part of our notification.
Anyway, to make sure that we know that we're dealing with the record property owner, because when we're all done with this, the council is probably going to have a bill that we will turn over to the collection agency, and we will want them to sue the property owner so that once a judgment is obtained, it can become a lien against the property. That's basically it as a little technical correction. Twice where it talks about the owner of the property in the form of the resolution, but the rest of the resolution as to the, if the council is convinced on a more likely than not basis, based on the information you've been provided tonight, that the allegations the police chief makes are true, that the violations exist, and that the violations should be corrected. This would give, in reality, Daniel Kusky 30 days to do this on his own, or the city may then proceed to work on the process.
So you're Benji?
Yes, sir.
Okay. Is there any other questions for the chief, I guess, or are we done with that part? I don't know how this
works. Yeah, we're all, it's to you as the decision makers.
Okay, I guess I need to see if there's a motion to move that we pass this resolution to authorize the city to direct the cleanup of 926 East Larch Street.
I'll make that motion.
Okay, is there a second? Any more comments? If you all in favor, say aye.
I'm coming.
Aye.
Aye.
Opposed, the same?
Okay. Thank you.
Thank you, Chief. Unfinished business. New business?
I'd like to comment. I don't know if it's under new business or old business, but I think we did a pretty good job on this budgeting. I know there's some things in there that all of us, I think, kind of like what Ken said here, that kind of yes and maybe no, but I think on the overall, I think it's a pretty good budget for a fellow, and I think the citizens should be maybe proud of what we did up here. I don't know, but I think it's a step forward anyway, what we think we can do.
Okay. Thank you. I want to remind everybody we have 5 Mondays, so our next Monday there is not a meeting, and our next will be a workshop on this. 7th, I believe, isn't it? 7th. This meeting is adjourned.